WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Seinert. A soggy weekend for the Brazos Valley. The official rainfall total for the area recorded at Easterwood Airport was 7.7 inches. Two occupants of a College Station apartment complex were rescued from a second-floor window during a fire yesterday morning. Investigators have not determined the cause of the fire at the Briarwood Apartments on Harvey Road. There was fire damage to one unit and smoke in the remaining 15 units. A ladder truck was used to get to those who were not able to use a stairway that filled with smoke. Blinn College's new district president has filled another vacancy on her leadership team. Like Dr. Mary Hensley, Blinn's first executive vice president and general counsel comes from Austin. Mel Waxler spent 16 years in the Austin School District. Dr. Hensley came to Blinn 4 months ago from Austin Community College. Still to be filled on a permanent basis is the executive director of Blinn's Brazos County campuses, who will report to Mr. Waxler. That's a position that's used to report to Hensley, that used to report to Hensley, and yet to be filled is Blinn's vice president of instruction. The state's chief financial officer paid a visit to the Twin Cities. Texas Comptroller Glenn Hagar threw out a lot of numbers during his appearance at the Chamber of Commerce. In addition to economic figures, Hagar promoted going to the unclaimed property website, claimittexas.org.
It's amazing that the people of Brazos County alone, there's $12 million worth of unclaimed property sitting in the state treasury waiting for someone to claim it.
That includes someone leaving a gold bar in a safety deposit box in Brazos County.
Do you know how much that gold bar is valued at? $250,000. Who would forget a $250,000 gold bar?
You can hear his entire presentation online at WTAW.com. College Station police report a road rage incident during the noon hour Friday on the freeway. What exactly happened wasn't revealed, but CSPD had the help of a private citizen who followed a pickup until it was pulled over. 30-year-old Cameron Henderson of Bryan is accused of pointing a gun at a 64-year-old woman. Officers found two firearms in Henderson's truck, which was stopped on Greens Prairie Road West between Arrington and Forest Ridge Elementary School. As early voting continues for the next week's city school election, there are three candidates wanting the Bryan City Council's at-large seat. At the recent Chamber of Commerce Forum, all were asked about Bryan's biggest problems. Buffy Simank says there are several challenges, including an aging infrastructure.
Transportation and planning needs to be addressed. Improving the Texas Avenue corridor. That includes, you know, transportation and for better and growth of businesses. And creating an educated workforce, including, you know, working with Blinn and A&M and private sectors.
A list from Kevin Davenport included infrastructure and more businesses and jobs.
I believe also that we have a problem when it comes to government speaking out to the people, letting know that they are there for the people, helping the people, listening to the people. We shouldn't take so long to get so much done, and there's so much left to do.
Ethan Brisby says the elephant in the room is poverty.
We've talked quite a bit about downtown, and downtown looks very good. But when you talk about reurbanization, the process of people moving back into the city center, let's look at the communities that are within 1 mile of downtown. That's the elephant in the room. How do we fix that?
A podcast of the Chamber Candidates Forum is on our website at WTAW.com. On Friday, College Station police, on their way to investigate the burglary of a building in the Foxfire subdivision, wound up making an arrest. Officers on their way to see the victim encountered what they considered to be a suspicious person in the area of Sandstone Park. What made the man suspicious was not revealed, but officers discovered the man was in possession of some of the stolen items from the burglary. 26-year-old Travis Norton of San Antonio was arrested for the burglary and for failing to identify himself. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 58 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news coming up at 6:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Attention parents with special needs children. Power Sports is now offering a special needs competitive cheerleading team, and it's completely free. Power Sports' new special needs program is a great way to get your child involved in activities which will help them improve on motor skills, communication, team building exercises, and more. For more information on the Power Sports special needs program, call Power Sports at 979-776-0018. Or check them out on the web at powersportskids.com.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's 6:10. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Action Sports, home of the
New 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself. That's at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
Clouds will gradually pull out today as low pressure slowly moves away from the region. There will be some sunshine developing later today. It'll be breezy near 70. Partly cloudy, the story for the overnight, lows near 55. Tomorrow, partial sun, high 75 to 80. Clear tomorrow night, lows will be 55 to 60. It'll be sunny and warmer for Wednesday, highs 80 to 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in a bit with the wrap-up of Aggie football against Ole Miss. We'll look at the high school football report. The Texas teams in the NFL fared not well. And more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you about 6:50.
Man, the Texans are terrible. Well, they're a horrible football team.
Yes, but the bright side of that is they were basically beaten by the Aggies.
Okay, there you are.
There's that.
I mean, if you break it down, technically they were beaten by Texas A&M. Yeah,
that and Adrian Peterson. Is Adrian Foster? What's his name? Adrian Foster. He's gone. He's done. He's finished. Okay, anyway. And
you almost sounded interested there for just
no,
a second.
No. I made a mistake 2 weeks ago watching some of that game. Even though they won, they looked horrible. And I happened to be in an editorium yesterday and watched some of that and just watched the score mount. It was kind of interesting. No, didn't care. It's just, you know, when you're in a restaurant and they're showing that, you can't really ask them to change the channel. There are three of them there who are watching for some reason. Sure.
So you just didn't want to be that guy.
No, not that guy. The mother of a 14-year-old Virginia teen says her daughter is facing assault and battery charges for throwing a baby carrot at her school teacher.
Ugh.
The teen leaving class when she spotted a former teacher of hers in the hallway. She reached into her pocket.
Why are you carrying carrots in your pocket?
Right, tossed a leftover carrot from lunch at the teacher, which hit the woman in the forehead. Student's been suspended from school for a month. In school documents, administrators claim the carrot was used as a weapon. Girl maintains that the root veggie tossed was meant to be a joke. A legal expert who spoke on a local television station in Virginia said that the firmness of the carrot could affect the case.
Oh, my God. So we're going to have, what, a carrot expert?
Todd Stone said, if it's a soft carrot, it may not be as offensive, but if it's a raw carrot, you don't have to have an injury to show you were hurt to prove battery. So when tossing a carrot, make sure they're cooked.
At what point did we all lose so much pride that we can't go, I got hit by a carrot and I'm over it?
It's gonna be a good
no. Morning. We need to follow a money trail maybe somewhere here.
At least you didn't chew it into the shape of a gun.
Yes.
Info.
Could have nibbled off the edges and made it a knife. It could have been so much more dangerous.
Could have been a biohazard if it had been one of those, you know, sort of dusty white ones from the back of your crisper.
Yeah.
The ugly carrots.
Those ugly carrots. Well, you peel that stuff off. You give that to company.
That's what peelers are for, yeah.
You know, if you put it in a briefcase and call it a clock, it would work, though.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's National Karistan Month at Aggieland Carpet One.
Life can be hard. Karistan and Aggieland Carpet One would like to soften the way.
During National Karistan Month, Aggieland Carpet One has the lowest prices of the season on Karistan carpets and rugs. Add a rug or add a few. Carpet a room or carpet the whole house. Whatever your decision, you'll save a lot if you shop at Aggieland Carpet One during National Karistan Month.
Karistan carpets and rugs now on sale at Aggieland Carpet One.
Plus, get up to $500 off selected hardwood, vinyl, laminate, tile, and more with 18 months special financing.
And with our beautiful guarantee, you'll love the way our new floors look or we'll replace them for free.
Visit Aggieland Carpet One during our National Karistan Month sale for floors you'll love.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Beautiful.
It's Monday. It's October the 26th. It's day, I don't know. Today is worldwide Howl at the Moon Night. So, you know, get your howl on. Let's see. With Halloween right around the corner, 26 is a doozy of a howl day. Not only National Pumpkin Day,
But worldwide, Howl at the Moon is referred to Howl at the Moon Day, but no matter what you call it, it's howling good fun. So there you are. Gonna do that. Mincemeat Day?
I've never had that I'm aware of.
Yeah. And it's Mule Day. Mule Day. I guess they ought to. So there you are. And birthdays of...
We will celebrate today with Emily Clark, who's 29, the sexiest woman alive, according to Esquire magazine. She's in that soap opera with Sword Show. Jacqueline Smith, 70.
Oh, my.
Hillary Rodham Clinton, Slick Hilly, 68 years old today.
Wow.
Lauren Tuas is 62.
Love Boat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Morgan Saylor is 21 from Homeland. CM Punk, who was a wrestler and is now going to fight MMA, is 37. John Hader is 38, Napoleon Dynamite. Seth MacFarlane, the guy that did Family Guy, 42 years old.
He doesn't have any money at all.
No.
Has no money at all.
No.
Yeah.
Keith Urban is 48. Natalie Merchant from 10,000 Maniacs is 52. Carly Ulis is 53. He was the guy that was the Man in Black in Princess Bride. Dylan McDermott is 54. Rita Wilson, Miss Tom Hanks, is 59. Keith Strickland is 62 from the B-52s. Bootsy Collins from Parliament Funkadelic is 64. And Pat Sajak, 69 years old.
Oh, my. He's going to be 70 soon?
Yep.
Wow.
Looks pretty good, don't he?
Well, yeah, I guess so. That's, I guess I didn't know that I've been around that long. Seth MacFarlane's net worth, $220 million. Wow. That's not bad.
Did you see, what was it, A Million Ways to Die in the West?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty funny.
It's, I just, you know.
It's bawdy, but it's
sure.
Fun.
Well, excuse me. Family Guy in bad taste, American Dad in worst taste, and you're going to say that's bawdy?
Hey, yeah. I have to throw it out there.
That's right. Wasn't there people who like it? That's for sure. Just don't take your youngsters to it. 617.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So who could forget Obama's minions rushing to blame the Benghazi attack on this YouTube video and also saying it's spontaneous? Now, the State Department was originally looking at different YouTube videos to blame on the attack. In other words, they went video shopping. A redacted email sent to the Diplomatic Security Command Center reveals that the White House's priority at 9:11 p.m. on the night of the attack was to contact YouTube about a Pastor John video entitled God versus Allah. And during yesterday's hearing, Hillary said once that the attack began, that there was an all-hands-on-deck approach. Well, apparently, that approach involved officials scouring YouTube to find a video to blame for the terror attack. By the way, while Hillary is telling Chelsea that it is a terrorist attack.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, it's time to start updating your home for the holidays at Blinds.com because they can help. The new sample pack offers tons of inspiration for making your home holiday ready. Now, sample packs come in many styles like modern mix, bestsellers, designer favorites, and much more. Window treatments from Blinds.com add major impact and couldn't be easier or more affordable for you. Just go to Blinds.com right now, start the process. The samples are free, and Blinds.com will help you every step of the way. Now you're going to see the world in a whole new light with Blinds.com. Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to Geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to Geico.com. Geico.com.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interest before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do. Valak.
Have you experienced the Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik & Carrier for your heating and air conditioning, and we'll show you all your options for repair or replacement. If you decide to replace with a new energy-efficient Carrier system, we've got 0% financing with approved credit. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, Malik proudly installs Carrier and services all makes and models with discounts for military and senior citizens. Call 776-2222 or go to MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort. License number TACLA 9262C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The UAW has struck a tentative labor deal with GM, avoiding a strike that would have dented the company's U.S. production. The agreements reached 16 minutes before the midnight deadline clears the path for members to vote on the proposal, which sets pay and benefits for the next 4 years. Phillips NV today warned that the planned sale of its lighting components and auto lighting operations hit a regulatory hurdle in the U.S. as it returned to a net profit in the third quarter. Phillips said the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S. has expressed certain unforeseen concerns on its planned sale of an 80% stake in its lighting business without providing further detail. Burger King is now in Mongolia. The fast food chain has opened its first store in the landlocked and sparsely populated country that's sandwiched between China and Russia. It joins companies from Pizza Hut to Porsche in anticipating an economic boom from copper and gold mining. On Wall Street futures, slightly lower. That's Your Money Now.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL. 95 Steel.
That's 866 95 Steel.
I teach philosophy, and my philosophy on investing is simple. Get someone else to do it. That stuff is harder than explaining Nicomachean ethics to freshmen. So I got TIAA CREF. They manage over $800 billion globally, and they've got a lot of industry accolades. Not totally sure what they all mean, but I do know it means they've got my back.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Welcome to the Camry One event. What can I tell you about the best-selling car in America?
Let's see. I have a few questions.
No problem.
Does it have Bluetooth?
Yep.
Navigation?
Yep.
Backup camera?
Yep.
Push-button start?
Yep.
Blind spot monitor?
Yep.
Wireless charging?
Yep.
In-tune entertainment system?
Yep.
Paddle shifters?
Yep.
And I get it for free?
Nope.
But I got a great deal.
Yep. How about 0% APR financing?
Nicely played.
Come into the Camry One event and get amazing deals on the feature-loaded best-selling car in America. It's only a great deal if it's a great car. Hurry into your local Toyota dealer today during the Camry One event. Qualified lessees can lease the 2016 Camry LE for only $189 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Not all customers will qualify for advertised APR. See packages and options at toyota.com for feature availability. Best-selling car claim based on manufacturer's estimate CY 2014 sales. Visit gsdoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and in 11-2-15.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. This is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Now, this is a pretty solid prank gift if you like to razz somebody. This may be right up your alley. There's a new teddy bear that plays Happy Birthday. The thing is, it never stops. There is literally no way to get this music to turn off unless you destroy the bear. Now, the guy that created it made news in April with a greeting card that did the same thing. But he couldn't use the actual Happy Birthday song because it was still protected by copyright. So it's just some made-up song. This bear is a better prank because it sings the real Happy Birthday song. Plus, busting up a greeting card isn't nearly as complicated or potentially traumatic as somebody that has to maul a bear. Now, it is on Kickstarter. I'm not going to tell you where. If he gets $7,500, it will go into production for next year. You will be able to get the early price of $10 to $15, though, if you pledge soon. And that is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. If you've got some old jewelry laying around the house that you don't know, A, if it's worth anything, or B, maybe it's from a breakup or whatever, you can go actually get rid of it. David looks at all that kind of stuff, and that's where he gets some of his really best pieces. A lot of the old heirloom stuff, maybe it was handed down from your grandmother, and it's not your favorite. He'll take a look at it, give you money for it. To find out more, go to David's Jewelry and Coins, it is plural, .com, or you can see them. They're on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from the IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
It's 6:25. Let's have a look at some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Well, a little bit cooler, a little bit different, huh? About 7 inches of rain, what they told us we got officially at the airport. Your numbers may have varied. We'll have a high temperature today, probably about 72, but it won't feel like it. North winds at 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 25 miles an hour. And then tonight about 68. Then down to some normalcy, I guess we could say, on Tuesday. 78 will be your high. Northwest winds at about 5 to 10 should be okay. Back up into the 80s as we finish up the week at Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And by the way, looking at Friday, we've got a 40% chance of rain. Saturday, looking ahead to there as it stands right now, a 60% chance of rain. Actually, Friday night, 60% chance on Saturday and Saturday night as well. But we're not there yet, so let's see. Again, 72 will be our high temperature today, but currently the winds are out of the northwest at 14 miles an hour. We have overcast skies and 60 degrees.
Green Teams welcomes the Texas A&M University Center and Special Events to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Texas A&M Center and Special Events uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
You are much more likely to get good customer service if you first try being a good customer. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
For more than 40 years, Steel has built outdoor power equipment here in America and sold its products to professionals and homeowners through servicing Steel dealers. Built in America, believing in America. That's Steel Strong.
Steel Strong.
A majority of steel products are built in the United States from domestic and foreign parts and components.
Steel strong.
Find a dealer near you at steeldealers.com.
Meet Lawrence. He's making serious money on his own schedule driving with Uber.
With Uber, you can write your own paycheck. If you want to go out and make $20 a day, you can. If you want to go out and make $500 a day, it's up to you. You sign up, and you start earning money right away. Right away, like the next day. Turn it off when you want to make money. You turn it off when you don't. It's just that simple. What are you waiting for?
Thanks, Lawrence. To start making great money with your car, sign up to Drive today at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
If you want to get good customer service at a restaurant, be a good customer.
If you go into a restaurant frequently to leave a decent tip, that's 20%, even at breakfast. And when they come over to take your order, say hello. Look them in the eye. Treat them like a person.
Lynette Padua, author of the book Say the Magic Words, interviewed people in many different professions to discover what works best in getting good customer service.
But the waiters I talked to, I interviewed a lot of them, and they said what they hate is when they come over to the table and the person just barks out an order. Now, coffee. Doesn't bother to treat them like a human being, then they're not going to bother to get your food to you very quickly because they feel like they have no power. So they use their what little power they have any way they can.
If you're meeting your child's teacher.
Most interesting thing I learned about teachers was to never go into the parent-teacher conference openly clutching your child's papers. Because the minute they see the papers in your hand, they clench up. They know you're going to challenge them about something.
Lynette says it's important to understand what it is teachers want.
Biggest thing that teachers want is they want to know they're making a difference in the life of your child and that your child trusts and likes them. They really care. If they didn't, they wouldn't be teaching.
It's something you should know.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
It's the Can-Am Yellow Tag event, and now is the time to find your ultimate adventure. Whether cruising the open road with the Can-Am Spyder or hitting the trails with Can-Am ATVs and side-by-sides, you can turn up the power and thrills with industry-leading performance and technology. Hurry in by October 31st and save up to $3,000 on select 2015 models and get up to a 3-year warranty. Visit Waco Motorsports in Waco. Restrictions may apply. See your dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. Another administrator from Austin joins the leadership team at Blinn College. Filling the newly created position of Executive Vice President and General Counsel is the Austin School District's Chief of Staff and General Counsel. Mel Waxler's responsibilities includes government relations and overseeing 9 departments. Waxler reports to District President Mary Hensley, who started at Blinn 4 months ago after working for the Austin Community College District. Dr. Hensley has one more top position to fill, that of Vice President of Instruction. Among those reporting to Mr. Waxler will be what is now the Executive Director of Blinn's Brazos County campuses, a position that used to report to the District President. The Brazos Valley is part of a 20-county Central Texas region that, according to State Controller Glenn Hagar, generates $43 billion in personal income.
If this region was its own state, that would rank us 44th out of all 50 states.
That's among the numbers Hagar shared during an appearance at the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Hagar compared forecasting state revenue estimates to meteorologists predicting where hurricanes make landfall.
Have you ever seen the hurricane maps where they show them all over the place? And they usually converge into one map when it's about 6 hours off the coast. They're all models. And that's what we use, models.
When asked how much sales tax revenue was generated by illegal immigrants, Hagar says the last study was done more than 10 years ago.
The legislature has given me a lot of responsibilities, and we're going through a reorg of our website. Just to give you that example, through every administration prior to me, for 4 administrations, everybody's added more stuff to the website and never taken anything away. So we have never done a refresh, and it's about 500,000 pages.
He also pointed out Brazos County continues to generate more sales taxes compared to the year before, which helps balance out declines in areas affected by reduced energy production. It was a soggy weekend for the Brazos Valley. We have an official rainfall total for the area. Easterwood Airport measured 7.7 inches since Friday. An apartment fire in College Station yesterday morning included the rescue of 2 occupants from a second-story window. There were no injuries to occupants or firefighters from College Station and Bryan, who responded to the Briarwood Apartments, located on Harvey across from the mall. There was fire damage to 1 of the 16 units, with the remaining receiving smoke damage. A ladder truck was used to conduct the rescue after the occupants were unable to use a stairway due to a large amount of smoke. The cause remains under investigation. College Station police found at least $20,000 of illegal drugs in a Bryan storage unit that led to the arrest of 34-year-old Donald Mims. According to the arrest report, detectives seized almost 1 pound of cocaine packaged for sales ranging from individuals to wholesale. Also seized were an estimated 900 ecstasy tablets with a street value of almost $5,000, and 194 bags of suspected K2 is being tested to determine its value. Bryan police has arrested a local man for the 4th time this month. 30-year-old Brandon Parnell was seen driving a pickup in the parking lot of a convenience store on North Texas Thursday morning. BPD's drug dog picked up the scent of what turned out to be a bag of crack cocaine. That's the 3rd time this month Parnell was arrested for having crack. He was also arrested for being under the influence of PCP in a crash which injured another person, then becoming combative while he was in the hospital. College Station police made 2 arrests this week from the assault of a convenience store clerk in August. 17-year-old Mark Galicia and 19-year-old Chatos Kims are accused of being part of several men involved in a confrontation with employees of the Exxon at Harvey and the freeway over a burglary that took place at the store. According to the arrest report, one of the employees received hospital treatment for a concussion after he was put in a headlock and was struck on the neck and the side of the head. A Bryan man convicted of a murder in 1989 is returning to prison. 47-year-old Robert Workman Jr. was convicted of repeatedly violating a protection order against a woman he injured multiple times over a 4-day period last March. Workman, who's been in jail since April of last year, was sentenced to 38 years. The The Brazos County District Attorney's Office has announced state appeals courts have upheld three convictions. That includes a Houston man, Brian Champion, who is serving 60 years after a jury convicted him 2 years ago of an armed robbery of the Commerce National Bank branch on East 29th and Bryan and the hijacking of the getaway car. Another appeals court upheld the jury conviction and 10-year sentence of Patrick Pitzer, who set fire to a rental house east of Sue Haswell Park more than 4 years ago. And an appeals court upheld a third drunk driving conviction of a Bryan man, Lawrence Pena, who was arrested 3 years ago. Due to Pena's criminal history, he is serving 30 years. There's one political race that drew interest from three candidates. All three men seeking the Bryan City Council at-large seat participated in the recent Chamber of Commerce Forum. They were asked, among other things, about their impressions of the current makeup of the council. Quoting Kevin Davenport, it's gotten nasty on the council.
The way that certain things are done, the way certain people listen to, it needs to change. It's a very toxic, nasty cloud on the city council right now, and that's got to change. You can't function like that, and people don't want to listen to you like that. You got to come at them straight and come at them right.
Ethan Brisby referred to his two terms as an intern in the Georgia legislature.
I've been sitting down with all these guys because I know when elected, I'm going to have to work with all of them. I'm not here to be the fourth vote either way, you know? I'm running again, and people, you know, you can't make up these stories in your head about who I may or may not be. This coming out of the horse's mouth. Use the eye test.
Buffy Simank says everybody suffers.
My being on city council, I can be a uniter for the city council, and I feel like that's something I can bring as an independent voice and somebody to bring the city council, and let's all work together, sit in a room, and let's move Bryan forward.
On our website at WTAW.com, you can listen to a podcast of the Chamber Forum. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 58 degrees. More news on the way at 7. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie Auctioneers David Coleman and Tom Patterson invite you to their third annual Fall Truck and Equipment Auction, 10 a.m. Friday, October 30th at the Brazos County Expo Center. Equipment trade-ins, rental units, and inventory liquidations up for sale. List updated daily at capauctions.com. Trucks, tractors, dozers, skid steers, and ATVs. Get what you need. For more info or to consign your quality equipment, call 571-2125 or click capauctions.com. Texas Auctioneer License number 13489.
Merry Christmas!
Does your Christmas wish list include a store full of Christmas shoppers? To make sure your business has a Merry Christmas, you need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message full of holiday cheer. That partner is Brazos Family Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Family Magazine, contact Santa's Elves at Bryan Broadcasting.
It's the best time of year to buy from the best farm and tractor retailer in the Brazos Valley, Norman G. Tractor. Get zero down payment, 0% financing, top dollar for your trade-in, and free delivery. Get the Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder and a 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth. And $2,250 in rebates for only $11,245 or $160 per month. Want your tractor to do even more? Well, try the Kubota L2501 HST 25 horsepower tractor with four-wheel drive, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and box blade with teeth. Get $2,250 in rebates. Pay only $18,145 or $231 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. Shop online at normangtractor.com, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G. And remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
6:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Well, we certainly need a break from rainfall, and we'll get that today. Drier weather will gradually move in. Clouds breezy today, highs around 70. We will see some sunshine develop as the day goes on. Partly cloudy overnight, 55. For tomorrow, mixture of clouds and sun, 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, clear, 55 to 60. We'll have sunny weather and warmer conditions Wednesday, highs 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
We got whipped.
That's Coach Sumlin following the game against Ole Miss. We'll have more on A&M football. High school football report. Both Texas NFL teams took it on the chin and more coming up in sports here in about 11 minutes.
So how could a storm that has 200 mile an hour winds not kill anybody?
It wasn't very big.
Yeah, it's just, it's really, it was an interesting situation.
It was fast, compact, and it hit a town of about 200,000 people, about the size of our Twin Cities. Yeah.
And then hit the mountains and went, and turned to water.
Well, one of the things they said, at least on the Weather Channel, it wasn't Jim Cantore, so I don't know if it's true or not, but they said when it hit the mountains, it probably forced the energy up, which was interesting, including dissipating it as far as on land is concerned, and then became a driving force to...
Hurricanes in space.
Yeah, but again... so, you know, once again, and that's the thing. I mean, don't you know... that there was clamorating going on in Atlanta where the Weather Channel is. They were all fighting to get on a Gulf Stream that could get them down to Mexico. You know, let me get to Port of Art. Where is it? Was it Port of Art or or Manzanillo, wherever? And just so I can be down there when that thing hits, that'd be so great. I want to be lashed to a light pole. Oh, they don't have light poles. Okay, I want to be lashed to a palm tree. Yeah,
that was fun. In my mind, I imagine them actually jumping into the Gulf Stream.
Oh,
since they're weathermen.
Yes,
just sort of flying down there.
Woo! Put on those wingsuits, right, and just go down there. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Anyway, so good that didn't happen. And
yeah, very good.
We got enough rain.
Yeah.
Didn't get as much as some folks did.
It's odd today. Hopefully we'll get a break from the rain. 4 days ago, where's the rain?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're right. And I don't know, 16, 17 hours worth of straight? Worth of rain
and not terribly heavy, so yeah. Good soaking rain.
Well, I think it worked well for us. Obviously, people, folks up in Corsicana and places like that, not quite so good. They're probably still dealing with that.
Well, that train that got knocked off the tracks in Navarro,
that's Corsicana.
Think of the first 12 hours. Shel Winkley mentioned that we had gotten more rain than we had in the previous 51 days.
Anyhow, nice to have that happen, and got a little more rain coming up this weekend, according to the forecast. We'll see, and then again, very cool this morning.
Yeah. It felt lovely.
Very interesting. Okay, I don't know. Sunday talk shows talked about the Benghazi thing, and really, the Republicans are trying to patch together some sort of a way to say something bad about Hillary, and she kept her cool. Trey Gowdy was on Meet the Press. He said she was not cooperative during the 11-hour interview. He said she answered the questions. Well, that's what she was there for, Trey, answer the questions. And I would note, I don't think I ever cut her off. She was given ample opportunity, so she answered the questions. Yeah, if that's your definition of cooperation. He said, I've also injected an element of wholeness and completeness and also truthfulness. Or if you're George Bush, truthiness, in the definition of cooperative. Did she cooperate in answering the questions? Yes. Was it an accurate answer? No. That's Trey Gowdy. I think the thing that's going to burn her is that she told the families one thing and told her daughter, for instance, another.
Yes.
And it's going to take the presidential nominee of the Republican Party to talk about that lie. So we'll see how that works out.
Well, the 13-hour, Brett Baer did something about a year ago, and they reran it last night, and I watched part of it. And that's pretty interesting, because those guys fervently know. We were told not to go do nothing.
Yeah, I remember seeing that interview. That was pretty compelling stuff.
Pretty damning.
Yep. So, Donald Trump. Donald Trump has, some are saying, has crossed the line now, questioning fellow Republican hopeful Ben Carson's religion. Trump told a Florida crowd that he's a Presbyterian, and that's down the middle of the road. Then he went on to say he doesn't know anything about Carson's following of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Carson has asked for an apology. Trump said, typically, I didn't do anything wrong. Here he is.
Well, I didn't say anything bad about it. I just don't know about it. I would certainly give an apology if I said something bad about it, but I didn't. All I said was, I don't know about it.
There you go.
I just said, I don't know about it. I said nothing about it. I would never say bad. I'd never say bad about any religion.
Okay. Donald Trump, kind of backing down a little bit. I don't know. I didn't hear his comments in Florida.
So
Joe Biden on 60 Minutes yesterday. Joe Biden sat down to talk a little bit. Hillary Clinton, one of the comments that they wanted from you.
I like Hillary. Hillary and I get along together. The only reason to run is because I still think I could do a better job than anybody else could do. That's the reason to run. I wouldn't run against Hillary.
Oh, This is his first interview since he, you know, made his announcement. He was asked what was the most important factor in his decision not to run.
I've said from the beginning that I don't know whether our ability to deal with the loss of Bo would reach a point where we could do that before time ran out. And there was nothing we could control.
And he got a chance to talk about Donald Trump.
The one thing I do, I'm disappointed in Donald Trump. I know what a showman and all that he is, but I really don't think it's healthy, and I hope he reconsiders this sort of attack on all immigrants. I think that is beneath the country. I don't think it's where the American people are, and I hope he really doesn't believe it.
Where's the news sounder?
Yeah.
I thought... When did he complain about all immigrants?
No, no, no.
Because I could have sworn
he was
upset about illegal immigrants. Oh, what do we call them? Undocumented national border crossers.
Is that what Castro wants to call them?
Yeah, we're supposed to call
like
them
that.
Yeah.
Anyway. No.
I bet he's a huge fan of immigrants. I bet he really is.
I think he is because they've made a lot of money for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of his best employees probably.
Immigration's
a
wonderful
Didn't
thing.
Trump say that?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Immigration is a wonderful thing when it's done properly.
Correct.
Legally.
Yeah.
Driving down the road's a wonderful thing when it's done within the boundaries of the law.
Trump was on CNN. He pointed out last week's hearing in Benghazi illustrated just the major problem that we have in D.C. It was very partisan, and it looked quite partisan. The level of hatred between Republicans and Democrats, unbelievable. Never seen anything like this. I'm going to unify. He says Barack Obama has divided the country. Indeed, he has. And it doesn't matter whether you're a Republican or Democrat. You have a real hard time finding anything good to say about the other party. And that's not a good thing. Not a good thing. John Podesta, that's Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman, lobbed in a few shots at Donald, saying, quote, "I think that if he is a person who thinks he can actually lead this country, it is just shocking what he says, so every day is a new day with him. In most of the national polls, we're ahead of him, and we feel very good about where we are today." Oh, I don't know. Once again, we can't vote for Benjamin not Netanyahu for president.
No.
This guy's about as close as you can get. I mean, he's pretty pro-American, I believe. Turning to Texas, Ted Cruz expected to announce this morning in Houston that he has secured the endorsement of Dan Patrick, which is a pretty big get for him when you consider that when he ran for the United States Senate, it was Patrick who endorsed Dewhurst. Now, may have been the politically expedient thing to do. And truthfully, Patrick obviously is well-liked by the Tea Party, as is Cruz, but to get that endorsement is going to be interesting. The other thing is Cruz also will announce that 8 former Rick Perry donors have been added to his finance team. So getting some money and getting an endorsement of the late governor, see how all that kind of stuff works out. Now, just like in Amway, when everybody moves up, everybody gets a chance to move up. Now that Paul Ryan is going to be no longer the chairman of the U.S. House Committee on Ways and Means, Kevin Brady, who used to be our congressman, he's from the Woodlands, says that he's interested in becoming the chairman of the House Ways and Means. Obviously, that'll be, again, very popular, and a lot of folks will want it. But Kevin is tossing his hat in the ring to say that he'd like to do that. And I don't know, anything else catch you guys' eyes over the weekend?
Nope.
Yeah, just keeping a low profile.
It was rainy and the sports teams didn't do well.
Yeah, that's it. What else?
None of them.
What else can you say?
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 31st, learn all about soil sampling and interpreting results. No other class can help you learn more about your soil and how to make it better. This week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Active gardeners learn to identify the plants in their lives simply by fragrance. Walk around any Texas landscape, smell the aroma of steeping tea. You'll be standing beneath a large sycamore tree. You'll never forget that aroma, and you'll always associate it with sycamores, even though absolutely no flowers were involved. Begging your indulgence, I'd like to describe a few of my favorite fragrant plants. Now, these are just one guy's opinions. I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. This book was published just last year. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening, but an entirely new format. I barely opened the old 1991 book as I was writing this one. Chapter 1 covers the basics of successful gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is the information I used to include in my annual Texas gardening calendars. When to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants you're growing. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf, fruit, and vegetables. I self-published this book so I can sell it for only $28.95 plus tax and postage, signed copy. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Satisfaction guaranteed. NeilSperry.com, 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769, NeilSperry.com. So if we're talking about some of my favorite plants, as far as fragrance is concerned, I want to start with winter honeysuckle. It blooms in January. It's shrub form of honeysuckle. However, it is not an especially handsome shrub as shrubs go, so plant it toward the back of your garden. Set it where it will catch the winter breezes to carry its fragrance toward your door. The scientific name says it all, Lanicera fragrantissima. Then you have violas and pansies. Actually, you could also include old-fashioned violets in the same group. All bloom in late winter and into the spring, and all of them have the same heady fragrance. Use them near a door or walk. They'll fill the air with their sweet smells. And a little bit later into the early spring, pinks. Related to carnations, pinks have the same clove-like aroma. When you plant a couple of dozen of them in the same area, the fragrance will become very evident. They're great annuals in Texas conditions. Be warned, however, that their nursery stakes sometimes will describe them as perennials, but that's not true in Texas. Then I love Mexican plum. Some might find this native tree to be an unusual entry, but I have one directly off our patio courtyard. While most fruit trees aren't especially fragrant, this one is fabulous. I love it. And star jasmine follows just a little later into the spring. This is my favorite fragrance. It's a zone 8 vine, so it's adapted to part of Texas, not to all of Texas. It's a cousin, a sister to Asian jasmine, which seldom blooms. Star jasmine has bright white blossoms, look like quarter-sized pinwheels. They cover the stems in the spring and sporadically the rest of the season. Oh, they're fragrant. Old garden roses are wonderful, and you'll find a lot of great varieties of antique roses in the marketplace now, and they have a whole assortment of fragrances. I encourage you to go when they're in bloom and sniff to your heart's content. If you're in a part of Texas where Texas mountain laurel will grow well, it smells like grape Kool-Aid in the spring when it blooms, and the panicles of purple flowers are absolutely beautiful. Gardenias are a no-brainer. You knew that gardenias would be in my list of favorite fragrant plants. One that you might not have expected is Eleagnus. It blooms in the fall. The flowers are not beautiful, but oh my goodness gracious, the fragrance of them is heavenly. I'm Neil Sperry. When you're looking for privacy in our next Plant Talk Texas, until then, thanks for listening. Happy gardening.
Honey and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. Aggie football took it on the chin this weekend as Chad Kelly threw for 241 yards and two touchdowns. And number 24, Mississippi, used a dominant defense to beat number 15, Texas A&M, 23-3. Someone said the guys just got beat.
We got whipped offensively. We couldn't move the ball. Turnovers, penalties, and couldn't get off the field enough on defense in the first half. You know, when we did get opportunities that we had, you know, at midfield or short fields, we had a lot of long fields offensively, but we weren't able to stay on the field and move the football. They had a lot to do with that. We got to go back and regroup. You know, this is when our leadership needs to show throughout our football team, and that was basically the message in the locker room.
Sophomore Kyle Allen completed just 12 of 34 passes for 88 yards before being replaced by Jake Habeneck early in the fourth quarter. There was some speculation as to why Kyler Murray was not brought in.
It was just based on practice and how practice had been going. So we're going to go with whoever we felt was going to give us the best chance to get back in it. And based on practice, that's how that decision was made, just like every other position.
A&M falls out of the top 25 with a 5-2 overall record. They're 2-2 in the SEC. The Aggies will try and get back on track Halloween against the South Carolina Gamecocks at Kyle Field at 11. The AP top 25 as it stands now. Number one is Ohio State, followed by Baylor, Clemson, LSU, and TCU. In high school football, a battle of District 18-5A saw junior quarterback Reese Easterling throw three touchdown passes on the way to College Station, nipping A&M Consolidated 24-17. Bryant blasted Caney Creek 42-0. Senior quarterback David Hobson passed for 382 yards and six touchdowns, all school records, but it wasn't quite enough as Rudder lost in an overtime dogfight to Huntsville 52-51. Navasota blanked Houston Fur 72-0. Buffalo thumped Leon 36-7, and St. Joseph's Catholic fell to Legacy Christian 52-0. To see more on your favorite high school team, go to BrazosFootball.com. On the soccer pitch, the number 23 Aggies wrangled a lead from Ole Miss in the 63rd minute, but the number 13 Rebels retaliated with two goals in just 71 seconds to knock off A&M 4-3 at Ellis Field. In the NFL, the New York Giants moved atop the NFC East yesterday with a 27-20 win over the Cowboys. Dwayne Harris spent four seasons with the Cowboys without running back a kickoff, but he tied a Giants record dating back to 1994 by romping one 100 yards going end zone to end zone. Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett said the kick return was just part of the problem.
Unfortunately, we had those three big plays offensively, those two big plays in the kicking game, and that overshadows the rest of it. I thought defensively we did a good job. We made some stops when we needed to, controlled their run, controlled the big plays in their passing game. But again, I keep going back to those five plays in the game, and those are hard to overcome.
The Houston Texans got run over by Texas A&M, kind of. The Miami Dolphins, led by Aggie quarterback Ryan Tannehill and new head coach from A&M, Dan Campbell, became the first team in the last 75 years to score four offensive touchdowns of at least 50 yards in the first half, pounding Houston 44-26. Here's Texans coach Bill O'Brien.
It's terrible. It's something that I take full responsibility for. You know, now we've got to get in here tomorrow, try to correct the mistakes, keep fighting, keep grinding. Give all the credit. Should have started off with this. Give all the credit to the Miami Dolphins. They played a lot better than us.
We'll jump onto the tennis courts now, where A&M's Saskia Gravalowska advanced to the semifinals in singles, and an Aggie pair, Rutuja Bosail and Anna Mamelet, reached the semifinals in doubles at the USTA-ITA Texas Regional Championships. The singles semifinals will start today at 10 o'clock at the Mitchell Tennis Center. The number 11 A&M women's golf team shot plus 17 on Sunday in the first round of the Alamo Invitational. The ladies are currently in 11th place in that tournament. They'll tee it off again this morning. In F1 racing, Lewis Hamilton seized on a late mistake by Mercedes teammate Nico Rosberg to win the United States Grand Prix in Austin and secure his third Formula One season championship. And finally, in NASCAR, Joey Logano made his third straight trip to victory lane yesterday, following a Talladega race that caused Dale Earnhardt, Danny Hamlin, Ryan Newman, and Matt Kenseth to be eliminated from the chase for the championship. Several competitors accused Kevin Harvick of intentionally causing a race-ending caution by starting on the track after losing power in his car, leading to a multi-car wreck on the last lap. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, Ags. Come by the wine bar at Messina Hoff Winery, featuring the best wines in Texas. Thursday nights are Aggie nights. Stop by and show your Aggie ring or ID. The wine bar at Messina Hoff Winery, only 10 minutes from campus. Find us on Facebook or at messinahoff.com.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills, too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Have you experienced the Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik & Carrier and get a tune-up for your air conditioning system and save $61 when you call this week. Safety check by factory-trained technicians. Our exclusive tune-up will restore your system to factory fresh condition. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, we proudly feature Carrier as a Carrier factory authorized dealer and service all makes and models. Call 776-2222 or go to MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort. License number TACLA 9262C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
Giga Mags. In 1969, I kicked a 98-yard punt
the longest punt in NFL history for the New York Jets. I'm Dr. Steve O'Neill, class of 68, and that's my Major Smiles moment.
Howdy. You may not be a celebrated Aggie, but you do deserve your Major Smiles moment. I'm Dr. Chuck Majors, and me and my team would love to help you and your family be ready for your Major Smiles moment. Give us a call at 979-776-6600 or come see us at majorsmiles.com.
Got over 7 inches of rain officially at Easterwood. You may have gotten more. Look for a high today of 72. Not going to feel like it, though. North winds 15, gusting to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, 68. Tomorrow, about 78. And we'll have sunshine back. And a chance of rain again this weekend. It's 60 right now. Double